This message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Kakrabaden. Welcome to Air Power with Kakrabaden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Catch the Anointing Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message. Welcome. Kakra continues his powerful teaching titled How to Have a Successful Fast. Yesterday, he explained that God doesn't answer when people fast and pray because they try to use the fast as a tool to get God to follow their own agenda. Today, he continues.
In the day of your fast,
you find your own pleasure or desire. In other words, you do what you want to do. But prayer doesn't work that way because it is not a tool to get God to do what you want to do. It is a tool for you to do what God wants you to do. And that's what Jesus demonstrated in the garden. He demonstrated it by his actions. He also demonstrated it by his thoughts. You know, sometimes the Bible records the thoughts of Jesus, how he was thinking. There are not many scriptures like that. But sometimes you can find it. In 1 Corinthians 2:16, the Bible says, we have the mind of Christ, which means we know what Christ is thinking. How do we know it? We know it from his thoughts or his thinking recorded in the scriptures. And we can also know it from the Holy Spirit speaking to us. Now, I will show you the mind of Jesus concerning prayer. One day, Jesus went to the pool of Bethesda and he healed a certain man, and there was a lot of controversy. And they were asking him why he had healed the man on the Sabbath day. But he made two profound statements about what he thought when it comes to prayer. In John 5:19, he said, the Son can do nothing of himself but what he seeth the Father do. In other words, he told the Pharisees, he said, this man that I prayed for who is healed, it was not my personal decision that this man should be healed. But I had a vision. And in the vision, God told me that that man, he wanted to heal that man. That's why I went and healed that man. What things soever he doeth, these doeth the Son likewise. So here the Bible shows you the thoughts of Jesus. What was running in his mind and why he prayed for that man. Because at the pool of Bethesda, the Bible says there were many important folk, a lot of sick people, waiting for the moving of the water. That's why sometimes people who are ignorant of spiritual things, they say, oh, if the pastor said he can heal people, they should go to Kolebu and go and heal all the sick people there. You see, I can forgive you, but it's spiritual ignorance. Even Jesus went to a hospital and healed only one person. Why didn't he heal anybody? Because you don't pray because of needs. You pray because it's the will of God. That's why you pray. It's not driven by needs. Prayer is not governed by needs. It is governed by the will of God. So it shows you his mindset. The Son can do nothing of himself. John 5:30. Listen to what he says now. Same thing, explanation. I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge. And my judgment is just, because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father who sent me. In the first part, in verse 19, Jesus said, I healed that man because I saw it. But in this one, he said, I healed that man because I heard God tell me, heal that man. So he said, I can of my own self do nothing. So that is why, as a pastor, you cannot look at a poor man and come and say, I will pray by force, you will be rich. Or come, I will pray for you and you will be anointed. Nobody can pray for you by his own way and you will be anointed. Nothing will happen. The only person who can anoint you is God himself. Until God decides, it's not possible. If Jesus himself can do it, then nobody can do it. He said, I can of my own self do nothing. These are the thoughts of Jesus. As I hear, I judge. Which means when I hear, then I make my decisions. A And my judgment is just. He said, my decisions are correct. Why? Because I seek not my own will. He said that prayer is not governed by needs. It's always governed by God's will. But the will of him who sent me. So, I want to tell you, when we are fasting and praying, let's go beyond ourselves. Forget about what you want. When you start, ask God, what do you want? And I'm telling you, God wants better things for you more than even you want for yourself. Unto him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you ask or even think. He's able to do it. That is Jesus. So the first one, scripture that I read about the temptation, it shows you Jesus' attitude towards fasting and prayer. The second scripture, set of scripture I read, it tells you Jesus' thoughts concerning prayer. His disciples, the same. They made the mistake of thinking that whatever you desire in prayer, that is it. Mark 10:35. James and John, the sons of Zebedee, come unto him saying, Master, we will that you should do for us whatsoever we shall ask. Jesus said, what will you that I should do for you? They said to him, grant unto us that we may sit one on your right hand, the other on your left hand in your glory. Jesus said unto them, you know not what you ask. And it is true. Because if Jesus is sitting at the right hand of God, it means that God is sitting by Jesus. So James and John are asking God to get up so that they will sit there. That is why it's very dangerous to pray according to what you want. Because sometimes what you are asking, it will destroy you. This is rebellion. Asking God the Father to get up so that you can sit down. It's a very serious thing to say. Then he said, can you drink of the cup that I drink of? They said, we can. He said, can you be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? He said, we can. Then Jesus said, well, the first part of the prayer I've granted is, he said, you shall drink of the cup that I drink of, and with the baptism that I'm baptized, will you also be baptized? That's why they were crucified. They went to ask for it themselves, because he was talking about crucifixion. So it's not everything that you ask that's good for you. He said, but to sit on my right hand and on my left hand is not mine to give. It is given to them for whom it is prepared. Then Jesus said, that prayer topic cannot be granted because it doesn't follow your God's will. It follows your desire for power. Instead of power, they grow crucifixion. Jesus said, I grant the crucifixion part, but to sit on my right hand and on my left, that one I cannot grant it. This scripture is very important for charismatics. Why? Because from here, Mark chapter 10, then Jesus makes another comment about prayer which charismatics use, but we don't read this first part. Mark 11:24. What things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you shall receive, and you shall receive it. But if you read Mark 10:35, you realize that Jesus said you can desire something, but make sure that what you desire is the will of God, and then believe, and then when you pray, God will answer. So that scripture does not stand in isolation. It's like I'm talking to you and I tell you in the room that today we'll be having communion. Then I come down here and then I say we'll also be doing anointing service. I've said two things, communion and anointing service. So you have to join the two to understand what I'm saying. So it's the same conversation. And that is where we get it wrong. Whatsoever things we desire. I desire a Benz, so I'm praying. My Benz blue, green, blue, green. Maybe God wants to give you a Toyota. Let's pray that God will show us his heart, will show us his mind, so that we don't waste time on prayer and a hunger fast. That when we pray, we will see great results. Why? Because it is not a tool for God to follow your agenda. It is a tool for us to follow God's agenda. That's the one reason for prayer. Hallelujah. Wrong reason number two. Wrong reasons for prayer. So the first one is that people thinking that prayer and fasting is a tool to make God do what you want to do. Number two, it is not a tool for you to get people to do what you want them to do. Why am I saying that? In Isaiah chapter 58, verse 3, which we read, it said, "Behold, in the day of your fast, you find pleasure and exact all your labors." Now, that word exact, it means to drive cattle, to force cattle to move in a particular direction. That's the exact meaning of that word in the original language. It means to drive cattle and force them to move in a particular direction. Then that word labor, it means laborers, people who are working for you. So what it then means is that to force people to do something which they don't want to do. Because when you are leading cattle, you force them to go in a particular direction and beat them. And if they don't want to go in that direction, they go there by force. Now, what I've seen is that sometimes in our prayer, we are trying to get people to do what we want them to do. You have proposed to somebody. The person says doesn't like you. Master, you have turned the thing to big 21 day fast. Why are you forcing me? So you go for that. That's witchcraft. You are a wizard forcing somebody. Why by force like this? I'm telling you, prayer meetings are full of people forcing other people to obey their will. Are you God? Why do you want to force people? Even God does not force people. People use it to force people to do things that they don't want to do. Somebody brought me a picture of a certain gentleman. He said, "I want this gentleman to marry me." I said, "Is he interested?" He said, "No, he's not interested, but he doesn't know." So you are walking around and people are showing me your pictures. That you should marry them by force. Listen, don't pray private prayers. Just say, "Lord, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. If it be thy will, let it be so."
Thanks for joining us. Today we learned that when we use fasting and prayer as a tool to get others to do what we want, attack each other, quarrel, or win arguments, God will not hear us and it will yield zero results, no matter how long we pray or fast. Join us same time Monday for another exciting session with Kakrabaden.
If you are here today, you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, and you want to give your life to Jesus, pray this prayer after me. Say, "Lord Jesus, today I repent of my sins. Please forgive me. Come and live in my heart. I believe that you died for me. Be the Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my life. Amen."
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
This one says, 9 weeks pregnant. He said, "God has done it. I asked you to pray for me because I needed a child. The doctor has confirmed I'm 9 weeks pregnant. I want to thank God for this pregnancy." Put your hands together for Jesus.
Good values have to be chosen intentionally, because there are people around, they will try to change your values.
Who you are is a reflection of your values. Your values are developed consciously or unconsciously. Success is conscious, and Christian values have to be developed consciously. This message will inspire you to develop the right values for a successful Christian life. You can order this message series through the following means. Place your order on Facebook by posting "Order Values" at the comment section or message window. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org or call us on WhatsApp, or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 790 10. That's +233 55 790 10. You can place a regular call or send a text to +233 20 75 75 215. That's +233 20 75 75 215. Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message, or order books through the following means. Call us or message us on WhatsApp to +233 55 790 10. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 75 75 215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, write to us, share your testimony and how this broadcast has been a blessing to you, even if it is a brief note.